You're listening to SBS News.
The scenery of Leeton in the New South Wales Riverina is strangely familiar for one of its newest residents, Pakistani migrant Ali Hussein.
Very beautiful, beautiful. Same, but little bit difference in the life in Pakistan, but I really enjoy in there. Enjoy in this regional area because I also from Pakistan look like as a regional area.
Mr. Hussein migrated to Australia 5 months ago to join his wife Aisha. While he settled in Leeton Well, his first move to Perth in Western Australia was a struggle.
It's easy for me, but in start, I came here and I could not find a job.
Mr. Hussein received help from Regional Opportunities Australia, a newly established organisation that links migrants with long-term employment. Mahir Momand is the services CEO.
We place people into permanent jobs. These are not fly-in, fly-out, or a few months of seasonal jobs. We believe that if people are moving to regional Australia, that they should move there permanently.
But the ambition is far from a reality. Almost 1,400,000 migrants came to Australia from 2011 to 2016. Of them, about 86% settled in greater capital cities, just 14% moved outside those areas. Mahir Momand says that needs to change.
There are a large number of regions in regional Australia who are in need of skilled people. There's a skill shortage, and we believe that one way to fill that skill shortage is to connect the skills of migrants and refugees who have arrived in Australia, who are living in big cities, unemployed or underemployed.
Earlier this year, the federal government announced the introduction of new visas to encourage migrants to settle in the regions. The visas require applicants to live outside the major cities for 4 years before they get permanent residency. Prime Minister Scott Morrison also wants to encourage migrants to go to the regions.
To ensure that we're getting those new people who want to come to Australia and make their future in Australia is in getting them to the places where we need them with more jobs and more opportunities.
Leeton's Mayor Paul Mayton is leading the push but says the town can't deal with the growth in population without government support.
We are trying to do what we can do, but we are not funded in doing that, and that's why it's important that if the Prime Minister wants us as rural communities to embrace and take in migrants and refugees, all I'm saying is we've got a hand up.
For now, the tranquility of life in the country has helped Ali Hussein adapt quickly. The hope is that will be the case for many others. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.